brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Las Vegas. We're with Matthew Weiner. He is the president of Executive Air Services out of Miami. And he's written a provocative document for the industry. He thinks charter brokers need a Bill of Rights, and so he's gone ahead and written that. Matthew, what is the genesis of the Charter Brokers Bill of Rights?
Thanks, Russ. Russ, I started as a jet charter broker back in 2005, and when I got into the business, margins on jet charter trips were still pretty good for operators and brokers. So there was enough money to go around and enough money to share. As the industry has gotten more mature, there's been more education out there for the client, and the clients learned more. Therefore, more education, lower margins to share between operators and brokers. And what's happened over that time is brokers are squeezing operator margins by negotiating operators down to the bare minimum so that they can make their margins in order to sell charter trips to the end users. And what's happened over the last few years, as a broker, is that operators are starting to say, well, wait a minute, we don't need brokers right now. Let's just go around the broker after they put their client on our aircraft, and we'll solicit the client ourselves, and we'll be able to make both the broker margin and our normal original margin. And what I noticed when I was exclusively a broker is that started to happen more, and the more prevalent it became, the more I needed to protect my clients. So when I bought Executive Air Services about a year ago, I made a point that I really thought the most important thing we could do as operators was to let brokers know that their clients are protected, that in no way, shape, or form will we solicit them. In all of our aircraft, we keep all of our aircraft neutral. We only put our certificate number and name in places where the FAA require. Our pilots have business cards that just say the tail number of the aircraft and their name. They don't have their telephone number. Whenever they're asked to give their telephone number, they recommend that the client speaks to their broker. And in no way, shape, or form, again, will they contact the client as well. So that's given brokers a real sense of satisfaction that we understand where they come from and how valuable the service that they offer is, and how much time and effort it takes to cultivate that end-user relationship.
Okay, well, in the current market circumstances, with everybody trying to get every dollar they can out of everyone that they can get it out of, are brokers providing the services that are required in a market like this?
That's a good question. I think there are, there are always good brokers, and there are always, brokers that don't do the right thing. There are always good operators and operators that don't do the right things. But regardless of that, the most important thing for us is we want to acknowledge that the broker owns that client. The broker is our client as an operator. The end user is their client. We have privity with the broker. The broker has privity with us, but the broker also has privity with their client, which we don't have privity with.
Okay, well, have other operators hopped on board with this?
I haven't gotten as much acceptance or as much acknowledgement out of the other operators, but I've gotten a bunch of acknowledgement from the industry and from other, from brokers that have really applauded us. Because what we do is every quote that we send out from our company, we include the quotation with its terms and conditions. We include a one sheet on the aircraft, and we include the Charter Broker's Bill of Rights. So basically, as a broker, you're going to receive our quote, and it's attached with the Charter Broker's Bill of Rights, and you open it up, and now you know that we're taking affirmative steps to say, listen, we're going to protect your client. We're not going to do anything to harm you if you book this charter with us. So they've really applauded us for that. We've gotten a lot of acknowledgement, positive acknowledgement from it.
So that means more brokers are booking flights with Executive Air Services.
Much of our business is broker business. We're trying to get our own retail business on our own, but I'd say probably 65 to 80% of our business is from brokers. And we know what the brokers' hot button issues are. And number one, obviously, is the confidentiality. Number two is the respect for their clients. Number three is, good, safe, quality planes and pilots. And number four is the price.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Las Vegas. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset, Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.